today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Okay, guys, you ready? Prepare to launch.
100, 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91, 90, 89, 88.
All right, thanks for coming over, guys.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for having us over.
We are in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to crack open some fan mail.
We did. There's a big bag.
Big bag.
Yes, for Jim.
It's been a couple of months since we've addressed the fan mail, right?
Yeah. It's been a long time. Yeah. It reminds me of that. What's that movie where Santa Claus isn't real and then all the letters come into the courtroom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Miracle that.
That's
a Miracle on 24th Street?
Yeah, that's it.
I thought it was Bad Santa.
Is it 34th?
Oh, Bad Santa.
I don't know.
Not Bad Santa?
I don't think so. Okay. That's a different thing they crack open.
That's right. All right. I'm Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm not Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yes,
I'm Jim Lenihan. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. Wow.
Yeah.
That fell apart quickly. And who are you guys?
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Intern Sam.
Intern Sam, Sam Lisker. Thanks for coming over, guys. So, all right. I said it was fan mail, but really on today's episode, it's a couple of calls to the suburban party line. Mm-hmm. We love that. So we give those the top
priority
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two calls today.
Okay.
First one comes from Jesse in San Antonio. This is not
that Jesse.
Not the Jesse in Dallas. This is a different Jesse.
Different Jesse from Texas.
San Antonio.
We know two Jessies in Texas now.
We do.
Crazy.
That's very cool.
Small world.
And he's calling to make a comment about an Echo Park Jimmy call.
Ah,
great.
Is that meta or something?
But I don't think this is 12 minutes long.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. This is Jesse from San Antonio, Texas. Longtime listener, second time caller. I just listened to the Echo Park Jimmy, or as I refer to him as an EPJ show. And I know he made reference to classic albums on Access, which, you know, touch base on these great albums, you know, track by track. Not sure if you guys know, but on YouTube, there's the magazine Pitchfork does something very similar. It's called Liner Notes, and they're about 5 minutes long, give or take, and they go through classic albums as well, give you just a brief synopsis on what made this album this great album, or what types of different things the artists were looking into, or what inspired them. Just thought you might want to give it a try if y'all haven't heard about it yet. Once again, love the show, guys. Talk to y'all soon.
All right. Have you guys watched this Liner Notes
I have.
Pitchfork thing?
I've seen it before, yeah.
I like it. I think it's really cool.
I haven't watched it. Really?
Yeah,
okay.
They're very cool. They do a really good job with the graphics, right,
I agree.
Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they kind of...
Really short videos. I'll admit, I haven't seen one of these in months.
Mm-hmm.
Very poppy graphics, quick and to the point, and pretty informational, I think.
Yeah, they get some good details that you may not have known about the album in there, which is something mm-hmm. I like.
Yep. Yeah.
But they're cool. Short. They're only like 5 minutes long?
Max?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not quite like track by track the way...
No, it's more like, here's the story of White Light, White Heat by the Velvet Underground, and they'll give you like the way it came together and kind of how they produced it and what the impact was. It's really cool. Very digestible. I like it a lot.
All right. Well, 5 minutes is usually about my limit before I pass out.
Yeah. So that's right.
This will work out great for me.
Before I have to go to the bathroom.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's that too. All right. So thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah. Thanks, Jesse. Yeah. I remember Jesse.
Now we have another call here from Joe Fleischer.
Joe.
And I wanted to play one because this message was left on June 24th.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Joe.
And we're just getting to it now. And it's kind of timely. He's reporting to us about a festival he went to.
Oh, okay.
So it's fun.
That's cool.
But, you know, it's a little bit late for us. Not for Joe. We so appreciate this. I know I'd love it if other people did this kind of thing and called in with shows they went to, or, you know, special events.
Kind of our North Carolina correspondent anyway, which is cool.
So here's Joe.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. It's Joe Fleischer calling in to make your show, which I love, a little bit more metal. This is my metal report going back to last month when I went to Carolina Rebellion, which is held in a fenced-off field under the hot burning sun with four stages next to the Charlotte Motor Speedway. The highlights, Greta Van Fleet sounded just like their records, but they did nothing to quiet the Led Zeppelin comparisons. The guitar player, he wore a full-on black velvet, like a bullfighting suit. That was probably the most similar thing he could find to the Jimmy Page Dragon Pants Pantsuit from Song Remains the Same. Andrew W.K., who you might remember from the 90s, played on the smallest stage, but he got a good crowd. So for the last song, and I think you know the one, he really he told the crowd he wanted to make it something special with a NASA moon launch style countdown from 100. I thought he was kidding. I thought maybe he'd skip, when he got to 80, he'd skip to 40 or something. No, 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 no. He kept the crowd counting for 2 solid minutes, all the way down to one, all the way down to zero. And when we got to zero, we were ready to party hard. It was fun. I enjoyed Power Trip from the front row. They're a newer band. Imagine early Metallica fronted by a guy who sounds a little like the singer from Rage Against the Machine. None of which I enjoy, so I skipped those on Friday. Back on Sunday for Mutoid Man, who are one of my favorite bands now, after that show. Also in the front row for that, they closed with a version of Hot for Teacher, featuring Gina Gleason from Baroness. She's just a shredding guitarist, and it was unbelievable. It was a version of U2, if you want to look it up. I think of all the education that I missed. Then came the great Red Fang, Clutch, The Sword, at least the sixth time I saw The Sword, and The Struts. I was hoping they'd be a little bit more rocking than the records, but they're not. But they could definitely teach Greta Van Fleet a thing or two about getting a crowd involved. Those guys have stagecraft galore. Billy Idol was awful but fun. I was glad to see Queens of the Stone Age, but maybe I was just a little bit tired. But they were good. Yeah, a little bit overwhelmed on that. And I saw a couple of Muse songs, but after being in the hot sun for 9 hours, I was just done. So I took that one off. And that's the metal report for today. Death to False Metal. Love the show. Thanks. Bye.
How great was that?
Such fantastic. A beautiful review. That was awesome.
Here's your metal report.
I would love it if we get more calls like that. So yeah. when you guys go to something cool, call us up. Leave a message. Tell us all about it. This was Carolina Rebellion at the, nice. I love it, at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. And even though I mentioned the call was from June 24th,
mm-hmm,
I think,
mm-hmm,
the actual event was May 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Wow.
So that was a while ago. So
Before the summer even started.
Yeah. So he was talking from about 6 weeks memory at that point.
That's impressive.
That's amazing.
I don't know if it's quite billed as a metal fest. I'm looking at their website here, mm-hmm, right now, but
sounds
it's
like heavy rock.
Definitely more like hard rock, yeah, is what I would sure say, you know, with that mix that he discussed.
We'd love The Sword, absolutely.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's like right in our wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. Big band. I gotta check out Mutoid Man. It sounds
Mutoid
like
Man, yeah. Yes. So what do you think, should we go down to Carolina next year?
Heck, yeah. Sounds so inviting. What was he like, in a fenced off field in the burning hot sun
for 9 hours?
For 9 hours. That's not so inviting, Joe.
When was the last festival that you both went to?
Well, I mean, I was just at Forecastle, so that's easy.
Yeah, right.
Last weekend.
Yeah, Forecastle.
I mean, probably the last one I was at was South by Southwest. That's a festival. I think you can count
that. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. It's just a different thing because it's in like venues as opposed, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
Sort of across the city as opposed to in one.
Yeah, one place.
One location.
Gosh, man, before that, Sam, you know, for a while I went to a lot of festivals for my job when I was reviewing, so I tended to try to stay away from them as much as possible.
You just got sick of them, huh?
Man, I went to a lot. I haven't been to any like the recent big modern festivals. What about you?
I've actually been to none.
Really?
Yeah. You've never been to like a big festival? No, okay. Never been. I think Moonrise might be happening soon or currently. I don't quite know. All I know is there's the intern crew at my last internship talked about going to Moonrise. Okay. And I don't know where Moonrise even is. So I definitely will have to go at some point to a festival.
Next year, I'm considering going to either Bonnaroo.
Oh, that'd be cool.
In an RV.
With Bill Horn.
Well, yeah.
Awesome.
Or if not that, if I don't feel so adventurous and I want to do more of a city experience, I would like to go to Lollapalooza.
Mm. Oh,
right
yeah.
there in the heart of cool. Chicago. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. And it's centrally located. So if any listeners want to join, we could all do a thing.
Oh, that'd be cool.
In Chicago. Wouldn't that be great?
No, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
It's pretty centrally located. It's not too far from Valparaiso, Indiana.
That's right.
We could do that. I've heard
Minneapolis. Guys from Minneapolis can drive down.
Yeah, totally.
I've heard Firefly is fun, although I'm not really into camping that much.
Yeah, me neither. The camping thing doesn't really...
That's why the RV.
Yeah, that's the RV is key. Yeah. Coachella sounds like a lot of fun.
I've been there.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems cool.
When I lived out in California, I went to Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And it's like early April, so it's only about 95 degrees.
Yeah,
in the desert.
So that's not bad. Yeah. I was imagining like a suburbs pod festival because we had the coop on and like we could get Aqua Jones back together. Yeah. We could get Courtyard to play, you know.
Night
Bloody
Streets.
Stomps, Night Streets. Mm-hmm. We could do this. We could slow it. We could have like a whole day of it.
Oh, yeah.
I want it to be curated by Chuck Prophet. That's what I want.
That would be so great. Yeah. We could get him like a scepter and we could curate it.
All right, let's get out of here.
Okay.
But seriously, people, Bonnaroo or Lollapalooza, let's make that happen
next
year. Let's get people on board.
Middle
make
of
a
the
big
country.
Thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Anyway, again, thanks for the call. Anybody wants to call
so much,
in
Joe
and give us
Jesse.
Either TV recommendations or concert reports, we will take that. We'll pretty much take any call.
Absolutely.
So the number is
612-440-1984.
If you don't want to call, you can email rock@suburbspod.com or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod, right?
Yep.
Please rate and review our show on the Apple Podcast. Please visit suburbspod.com, right?
Nailed it.
All right. What you gotta
and
do.
How often should you listen?
Is that a rhetorical
Once
question?
Once in a while. Whenever you feel like it.
Nobody ever asked Jim that. I like that.
I have to listen to it every day. So
that's right.
All right. Let's get out of here. But no, absolutely. Everyone should listen every day. All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And we'll talk to you later.
False metal.